Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Yay, it's Wednesday, Humpity Hump Day, my favorite day of the week because I get to share this time with you. To all of the people out there that listen and tune in, and I want to give a special shout out to my new fans in Iceland. Who would have thunk? I have no idea how that connection was made, but as I always say, things happen for a reason, and God, I am so blessed, and thank you. Amen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. And, you know, keep sending the radio link to your friends because that's how this happens. It's a web. We're all connected and we're all doing this, you know, living life together. It's a journey, and I hope you can hear my excitement. So my funny for the day, because I always give you a little bit about, you know, what I've done over the last few days or the week since last time you got to listen to me rattle on. I have been extremely busy. I have a lot of balls in the air. There's a lot of great things coming, and I just can't wait for it all to get put together, this beautiful little package. I raced around the corner and decided to break my pinky toe on my vacuum. Yes, my pinky toe is now a beautiful, deep purple fat, like my big toe. And I did not enjoy the gym at all today, at all. I have a feeling I'm not going to be doing cardio for a while. That's just going to be an ugly mess. That would be a YouTube video right there, trying to go on the treadmill with, you know, nine toes. So, Miss Amy, how was your week?
It's been pretty busy. The girls are done with camp, so we're getting ready for school. Ariana decided to give Lila some spelling and math problems to solve yesterday.
Good girl.
So I guess she's pretty ready for school. So I'm just taking a little time off to spend with them and go visit family and go frolic in the beach when we can, which we went to Old Orchard this past weekend, and the ocean was just so incredibly fierce. It was beautiful, but, you know, not that safe.
Right.
There were a lot of adults being pulled out of the water. A kid came out with a boogie board broken in half, and that was, I said, okay, it's time to go.
Yeah, I bet.
She doesn't want us in there right now, so, but it was still, you know, we still had a great time, and it's very nostalgic down there. But, you know, we, you know, been enjoying our summer. So a lot of people liking the fall air, which, you know, is my favorite season, but I'm not quite ready to let go of summer yet.
Very cool. So I wanted to start out the show with something that somebody posted on one of my social media sites. And as you know, I have a bazillion of them. And consolidating to keep up with everybody. But I think this is an appropriate, there is no author associated with this, so I'm going to quote something that is author unknown, just my little disclaimer. But I think it's appropriate for today's show. It's not all scars show, not all wounds heal. Sometimes you can't always see the pain that someone else feels. And why I loved that quote and it jumped out at me in regards to today's show is because Bill, and I'm not even going to bother with his last name. He's already going to run me over in the parking lot because I botched it the last 3 weeks, has this beautiful story. Again, for those of you who did not listen last week, I met Bill at a cancer fundraiser, I think it was a breast cancer fundraiser a year and a half ago. And I've been trying to get him on the show, and we keep missing and as the universe is, things happen when they do, and for the reasons that we find out later. But his story is beautiful, and I think, you know, we all carry scars, we all have wounds, we all have some pain that we've experienced in life, and that's part of growing and evolving and participating in this amazing journey. But it's what you do with it. What do you do with that pain? What do you do with that wound that isn't ready to heal at this moment? And I think what Bill has done for many, many people, including himself, is a huge inspiration. So I could not be more honored to have him on the show today. And hello, Bill. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, my dear. It is a gorgeous fall day out, and it's amazing weather.
It is.
But, you know, what happened to summer?
Well, you know, I'm okay with the weather the way it is right now, because next week is going to be a big week for Annie's Angels, so I'm
I know, and we get to talk about it. Yay! All right. So, Bill, tell us who you are, what you do, and what inspires you.
So, my name is Bill DeJow.
I told you I messed it up.
I won't run you over in the parking lot. And I'm the founder of Annie's Angels. Annie's Angels Memorial Fund, we help local families that are struggling financially with a disease or an illness. Annie's Angels is named in memory of my mom. She passed away Christmas night 2002 after a long battle with breast cancer. And I found, you know, I saw the little things that made life normal while she was going, you know, through her journey with cancer, and some things she couldn't afford anymore because of the medical expenses, and, you know, the bills are high, the prescriptions are high, all that. And so we started Annie's Angels, and that's kind of where we help. We try and keep things a little bit normal. We'll try and make things a little more normal as people are going through their journeys with whatever disease they have. We are not cancer-specific, as you might think, but we actually have a lot of people now that have rare diseases because really they have nowhere to turn.
Well, and what I love about your story is that you owned a pizza shop, right, or a sandwich shop during this time of your mom's illness?
No, well, I lived in New Jersey during most of her illness, and then when I moved to New Hampshire, my wife and I opened an Italian deli. So we were, you know, we had the deli through, you know, some of her illness as well, and I would move back and forth from here to New Jersey and back.
And so you're going through your life process as well and trying to support your mom and, you know, and that's tough for anybody, I think, to watch that process.
Oh.
I've had several close friends die of various types of things. And, you know, cancer I thought was the hardest because it just eats away slowly and yet aggressively. And it's just tough to watch. But out of all of this, the greatest blessing is Annie's Angel. And how many families have you helped here on the Seacoast over the years?
Well, we've been around for 7 years, and we've helped hundreds of families. Some of them a one-time, you know, we'd issue a one-time grant because maybe they have really good insurance and they don't really need a lot of help. They just need something to get them, you know, just a little bit of a bump to get them over the hill. And so, you know, we'll do a one-time grant. But we also have right now 17 families that are long-term families that we help do fundraisers for. You know, they'll come up with an idea but don't have a clue where to get started. You know, that's where we come in. We'll help them do the fundraiser. We take the money and put it in a fund for them, and then they'll give me their bills that they want to pay out of that, and we send out the checks to the hospital or the doctor or, you know, even the power company, the oil company, whatever.
Now, and that's the gripping. So I have a ton of questions for you, but that was a very gripping statement that actually gave me goosebumps because I don't think that people realize how devastating financially, I mean, it's emotionally, mentally, and physically devastating to go through
mm-hmm.
something this dramatic, but the financial pressure and stress that a lot of these families go under is outstanding. I mean, you know, just
yeah.
thinking about not being able to pay your electric bill because
mm-hmm.
your medication is, you know, $800, $900, $1,200 just to try
yeah,
to
and people
eat
have to choose
it.
Between food and medication. And I heard a quote on Facebook that it said, you shouldn't have to lose everything because you became sick. that kind of stuck in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't have to lose everything. Like, some people lose their homes and everything because, that you know, the medical expenses are just far outweighs what they can, you know, cope with and to live.
I mean, we have a family. We have a family right now that stores $30,000 worth of medication in their refrigerator. Well, what happens if they can't, you know, they can't pay the electric bill? What happens when it gets turned off? What happens to $30,000 worth of prescription medication that can no longer be refrigerated because there's no power? You know,
it's nauseating to think about that. But I'm going to put you on pause for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I'm Amy.
And I would love it if you called in. Bill is a fantastic person. His family is doing some really, really great work, and hearing from you would be awesome. So dial in. The number here is 347-205-9443. Now, Bill, give us an idea of where we can find you.
Well, you can find me when I'm not out training for a cycling event. You can find me at AnniesAngels.net. You can find us on Facebook at Annie's Angels Memorial Fund. You can find us on Twitter at Annie's Angels 1. So
numeric one or a written out one?
Number one.
Okay.
Annie's Angels number one. And you, what happens is I'll post on Facebook. It goes right to Twitter. So if you find us on Facebook, you can link right to us on Twitter.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So give us an understanding of some of the other things these families go through. I mean, you touched base a little bit about the bill situation and you know, $30,000 of medicine in the refrigerator. I can't even fathom the medicine. And this is my personal opinion. This is not, you know, representative of anybody on the line. But my personal opinion is medicine should not be ridiculous in cost. I mean, that's just crazy. $30,000 in medication. And they have to do that monthly. Is that right?
Yeah, that's monthly. And that's somebody with a rare disease. So, and that's not, you would think that $30,000 would be a complete refrigerator full of medication with no room for food. But it's not. It's a couple bottles. And, you know, that's just, that's every month, $30,000.
It's just devastating to me that it's that crazy.
It is a rare disease. You know, this person does have a rare disease, so really there's not a lot of research that goes on. The drugs are very expensive for a rare disease because not a lot of people need them.
Right.
So the research that does go on is expensive, and so they have no problem passing that cost right along to the patients that have it.
I have a friend with Crohn's, and he has to go in twice. I think it's, I don't remember if it was twice a year or four times a year for a certain medication for his Crohn's, to keep the Crohn's down. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think he said it was $16,000 each time. And I'm going, that's, you know, if you were to really break that down, even if it was twice a year, that's somebody's salary.
Sure.
You know, and it's crazy to me that it's just, I think it's out of control cost-wise. And I don't think we should put a price on people's lives.
How can you justify $16,000 for a drug? I can't even fathom that, or $30,000.
But then we have organizations like Bill who not only personally have experienced some of the cost issues, but also raises funds to help other people lighten their burden. So, Bill, give us an idea of, do you work nationally, or is it just New England? Is it just New Hampshire? Can
right
anybody?
Now we're, right now, we're just on the seacoast of New Hampshire. We do spread a little bit up into the seacoast of Maine and a little bit down into Massachusetts, but mainly we're on the seacoast. My wife and I just sold our deli at the beginning of this year so that I can take on Annie's Angels on a full-time basis now. So, you know, expansion, I think, is in our future.
Mm-hmm.
But But right now we're right on the seacoast of New Hampshire.
Okay, so the 17 families that you are doing this event for that we're going to dive into in a minute are here on the seacoast.
They're here,
right?
On the seacoast. They're up,
okay,
in York, Maine, and
yep,
and a little bit down in Massachusetts.
So for all of our local folks, you know, definitely, even if you send them what I call the Starbucks dollar, $2.13 for a medium cup of coffee at Starbucks, or $2 to Bill and his team. If everybody did that, it would really, really help,
mm-hmm,
the cause and help families locally. So, Bill, I am so excited about this event. Do tell. Time to dish.
Okay. So I'll start at the beginning. And last year I rode my bicycle from Daytona Beach to Exeter. I thought, you know, we've done fundraisers to help, you know, to help other, like Dana-Farber, Mass General Children's Oncology Department, New Hampshire Muscular Dystrophy. I've done bicycle rides for all these other places, and I thought, you know what, we have a lot of people that need help right here in our own neighborhoods. So I'm going to do a bike ride. It's going to be the craziest thing that I've ever thought of. And so it was 18 days, 1,800 miles from Daytona Beach to Exeter. And we raised $75,000 on that event.
So awesome.
I told my wife, I said, I might want to do this again, you know, for 2013. And she said, no, you can't do it 2 years in a row. It's a month on the road by the time you get there and everything. So this year, I cut it back a little bit. Niagara Falls to the 401 Tavern in Hampton. And it'll be 7 days on the road, 550 miles. And I will have a riding partner this year. My friend Brian Cisneros he's riding to raise money for his daughter, who has a rare chemical imbalance in her brain. And one of the few places in the world that actually does research for this is at Boston Children's Hospital. So he's riding to raise money for Boston Children's Hospital for their OMS Foundation, and I'll be riding to raise money for Annie's Angels. And that'll
very
be
cool.
From, yeah, we leave August 18th from Goat Island on Niagara Falls.
Okay.
That's on the U.S. side. And then I'll be riding to the 401 Tavern. So there'll be a beer in my
seat. What day will you arrive there?
We'll arrive there on the 24th. It's a Saturday. And there'll
okay.
be a huge party from noon till 4. So if you're in the area, feel free to come down to the 401 Tavern. There'll be free food, cash bar. There'll be you can buy chances to win a scooter.
I'm in.
And
that's where I grew up. I know the owner of the 401. So I'll be there.
Desi is a great guy.
Yeah, he is. He is. That's where we had our last couple of they're like mini high school reunions. We kind of do it not just big, huge, like getting the ballroom or anything. We like doing the 401. So, but that's a great. Now, is there anything we can do along the ride? I mean, how can we help this cause?
Well, right now, the best thing that anybody could do is go online and make a donation. There, AnniesAngels.net, you can go online, make your donation.
Okay.
There's no amount that's too small. There's no amount that, you know, we're going to say, hey, you know, don't waste our time kind of thing. There is
it all adds up.
Exactly. It all adds up. I have changed jugs out at different convenience stores and things because pennies equal dollars eventually. And
yep.
we've always moved forward under that, you know, with that thought in mind. And it's going to be a fun day at the 401 Tavern, for sure.
Yes, it will.
And
I'll send it all out to my locals. And I think I worked with you with the you mentioned that you rode for, the MS of New Hampshire?
Muscular Dystrophy.
Yes.
MDA.
I actually was one of the massage therapists that were set up to give, you know, massages to the riders that were participating.
No way.
Yeah, I was. So if you ever need any of that kind of thing going on, let me know where your events are. I'd be happy to help in that way. And all the money that I receive, I just donate back. So.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, what's the chances of that happening, that you've actually, you know, we've probably met
know.
In person?
I was listening to what you were saying, and I'm like, I think I've met him before. And this was a few years back. It was out on the State Park beach in Hampton.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. I set the whole thing up with all the massage therapists. I organized that whole part of it. But there's a lot of people that like to do things like that. That's how they feel they can contribute. So,
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. You know, not everybody can ride, you know, 1,800 miles in 18 days or 550 miles in a week. But everybody's got their thing that they can do, and every little bit helps. People don't realize how much the tiniest of things will help.
Oh, that's so exciting. I'm just in awe that we were able to reconnect and that, you know, the world is really this wonderful, tender, fabulous connection of people. And you guys met a couple of years ago and didn't even know until just now.
Know.
So I love the webbing of life. It's amazing. And I wanted to just point that out, how grateful I am. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty.
And I'm Amy.
And we have fabulous Bill on from Annie's Angels. And please, 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 $1, $2, $5, you know, show some love to these families. Go to anniesangels.net. He's on my Facebook. You can connect there if you forget to go online. And, you know, you can definitely connect via Facebook as well. Give us a call. The number here is 347-205-9443. And today, we're living and thriving. So, Bill,
yes.
When do you leave? I think I missed that part of the conversation.
Well, we Enterprise Car Rental is one of our sponsors. They're donating a van for our use. And so we'll be leaving Friday morning at 6 o'clock to drive out to Niagara Falls. And Hampton Inn is another one of our sponsors, so we get rooms. Some rooms are free. Some rooms have discounts attached. But we'll spend Saturday in Niagara Falls. And then Sunday morning, bright and early, we'll head out from Niagara Falls. The first stop will be Rochester, New York. So that's 104 miles by bicycle. And then, so that's Sunday the 18th. And then from there we go to Syracuse. And then from Syracuse, we go to Utica. Then we go to Schenectady, New York. So that's not too bad of a course. It's right along the Erie Canal, so it's scenic, it's historic, it'll be a lot of fun. Then we get into some mountains, because then from there we go to Brattleboro, Vermont. So from Schenectady to Brattleboro, I'm sure there'll be some, we'll meet some billy goats along the way there.
And a few other critters, I would say.
And then from Brattleboro,
don't try to sit the cows. That's not a true thing.
You know what? It is a true thing. We'll get back to cow tipping. So we go to Nashua from there, and then from Nashua to the 401 Tavern.
That's fabulous. Now, what?
So on the 24th,
what kind of,
right?
August 24th, is that right, Bill?
Say again.
I'm writing that down.
Is it August 24th
August
that you're 24th. At the 401? Yep.
We're at the 401, yep.
Okay, great.
All right, so give us an idea of what kind of excruciating training you have to go through in order to, you know, physically be able to bike 500-plus miles.
Well, I spend the winter at the gym, and I've got I have a trainer. Annie's Angels had a gym that sponsored us, but they have since closed. And while we were under their sponsorship, I was in there working out one day, and this person comes up to me and says, "Hey, Woody, I heard you're doing this stupid bicycle ride." I said, "Yeah." She says, "I can train you for that if you want." And silly me said yes. And that was, it was a blessing and a curse all rolled up into one.
I bet.
She was serious. about this training regimen. And you know what? I can't thank her enough because she trained me for last year's event. She trained me for this year's event. And I wouldn't have been able, I wouldn't have been able to do these kind of miles without her. And so I spend the winters in the gym. In the spring, I hit the road on the bicycle. So far this year, I've got 1,500 miles.
Wow. Good for you.
So,
I don't know how you do that.
That's for sure.
Not one of my things.
How do you find time to do that, though?
Well, now that I work from home, our
mm-hmm.
corporate headquarters is my son's old bedroom. He's off to college and moved out to the he lives over the garage now. That's his man cave. so I'm up at 5. I work until 1:30, 2 o'clock, doing what I need to do here. And then it gives me the rest of the afternoon to get out and about and do my rides or do my training. You know, if it's wintertime, I'll do the training in the gym. But now I ride a lot. I've got already over 40 rides in for this year, getting ready for this year's event.
Good for you. What is the magic number that you're hoping to earn with this almost sadistic bike ride?
Well, last year's event, you know, like I said, we raised $75,000. I would like to be right there. I'd like to be up there around $75,000. This year's been a little tough for fundraising for me because selling the deli and transitioning into doing Annie's Angels full time, I'm not in the deli where I get to, you know, it was me in the deli. So you had to place your order with me.
Mm-hmm.
You had to pay me, and then I made your sandwich. So you had to stand and listen to me talk while I made your sandwich.
Right.
And so, you know, I had that captive audience that I don't have now. So really, I go out and I pound the pavement. I show up at anybody who I know. I'll ride up on my bicycle with, you know, they call them my creepy bike shorts. I'll roll up your driveway and, you know, I'll see you talking with your neighbors, and I'll make sure that before I leave, they know who Annie's Angels is and what we do and how they can help. And it helps that I can show up in my creepy bike shorts, and that's fine. You know, as long as...
Do you have T-shirts or tank tops, anything like that? Or any kind of lawn signage or...
No lawn signage. We do have signs that we bring, you know, to just our fundraisers and things. But
mm-hmm.
we're working on cycling jerseys right now. We're working on some T-shirts and some other things. We just did a thing at Flatbread last night, Flatbread in Portsmouth. And
mm-hmm.
we sold bracelets that one of our families made. They had some stuff, and they had these blue braided leather bracelets, and they put little hearts with angel wings on them, and they put some beads, and they looked beautiful. And so we sold out last night. They were $15 a piece. We sold out.
Good.
Sweet. Yay.
So, but we're going to restock those because they were a big hit. So we're going to definitely restock the bracelets.
Okay, great. Because I was just thinking maybe you could even have that up at the 401 when at the party.
Yeah, yep. And we've got my friend JR, he's the boss over at 3 Entertainment. Well, I shouldn't say that. His wife, Callie, is actually the boss over at 3 Entertainment. He just does what she says. And he's the VRDJ, so we have music over there. And, you know, music and food, doesn't get any better than that.
Nope.
Absolutely
doesn't.
Not. Lots of laughter, lots of good times. I can feel that it's going to be a great day.
You know, so, some of our families will be there. So it'll be, you know, it'll be a little bit of a reunion because not all our families know each other, sadly. You know, they some can make some events, some can make other events, you know. So I think this will be one of the first times that we're going to try and get all the families you know, that of the ongoing families to our event.
That'll be very cool. What a huge honor.
I'm so happy. If we could pull this off, it'll be great. You know, I'm a little leery because I'm a hands-on guy, and mm-hmm. I've turned the party over to. What's really scary is I've turned the party over to Desi, and one of our directors, Matt, and Maddie is you know, he's a staple over at the 401, and
mm-hmm.
you know, between the two of them, I'm a little afraid of what kind of party it's gonna happen.
Well, I wasn't gonna say anything.
Are they into roller derby or?
Well, you know, Desi's talking about closing down Route 1 and having 5,000
yeah.
people there. So,
yeah,
if anybody can
he
do
says
it,
that,
yeah.
be prepared for that.
We were there.
Well, I mean, your magic bottom line number is $75,000. We got to get it done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
I'll go down and talk to Desi. We'll get this done.
Great.
I'll get all my peeps down there. All everybody that's related to me will be there.
That's awesome. Because, you know, his favorite thing is it's all just a movie. It's all just a movie. And so every time we go and try and talk to him about, you know, getting the parties, you know, that's still a week and a half away. Life's just a movie. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I love
it. Behind the scenes, and then we'll, you know, Maddie will just go and say, okay, here's what we're doing, and he'll just say, it's all just a movie. Go ahead. So, you know, we've been working.
Manifesting desire.
Yeah. You just have faith. It's all going to work out. And, you know, Desi does a lot of things, you know, to get things rolling. And, you know, this is such a good cause. I know a lot of people that would be interested in helping out. So I'll throw my event planning friends together and see what we can get down there.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Very cool. So you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I'm Amy.
Call in or hang out with me in the chat room. It's a little lonely today. I don't see anybody sending me high fives or flowers. So, you know, get on the ball. I know most of you sneak us at work anyway. A little smiley face is always fun. Give us a call at 347-205-9443, and we're Living and Thriving with Bill, and I'm not going to say his last name because I keep screwing it up, but he is the founder of Annie's Angels, and it's a fantastic organization that helps support families who are handling the best that they can severe illness and the costs associated with such an extraordinary life event. And you can find more information or, hey, donate a couple of dollars. Bill's trying to get that magic number of 75,000 or more to support 17 families here in the northeastern area of the U.S. And I know every dollar counts, every penny, it all adds up, becomes a big old pile. And let's make Bill's bike ride from Niagara Falls to Hampton, New Hampshire, a Midas touch. I'm going to give them the Midas touch. So, Bill, what is mm-hmm. the largest inspiration for the work that you do?
Well, obviously, anything that was named in memory of my mom. And so she's the biggest inspiration overall. I have so many inspirations day to day. And for me, it's easy to separate them because, you know, one's my mom and one's everybody else. So my biggest, you know, thing about doing Annie's Angels is I feel, you know, my mom's with me all the time. And I make my decisions based on her looking over my shoulder. It may sound strange, but really that's what I do. I wouldn't... every decision that I make as far as Annie's Angels is concerned is to make her proud. And I know that she's watching because she used to find change all over the ground. You know, if she'd be walking through the parking lot she was down in New Jersey, so like ShopRite, which was the grocery
mm-hmm.
store, she'd find change all over the road. And so when I'm having when I have a problem, or if I'm thinking about something or training for an event, you know, sometimes I'll ask a question, and sometimes it's in my head, sometimes it's out loud, and I'll look down and there's a quarter or there's a dime or a penny, and you know, I know then that I'm on the right track, because you know, I'm in the middle of the road. Where's the change coming from? So
right,
you know,
right.
In my mind, I'm absolutely you know, she's right there for me. And last year on the like we called it the Big East Coast Adventure last year from Daytona Beach. On the Big East Coast Adventure, I was coming through Virginia, and it was some rolling hills, and it was kind of trafficy, and the road was kind of narrow. And I look down, and I see a quarter. So I say to myself, Mom, I can't pick it up. It's too dangerous right now. I can't pick it up. I have to keep going. So I ride a little bit further, and I look down, and I see another quarter.
Huh.
And I say, Mom, it's still too dangerous. I got to keep going. I'm sorry. So now I think she's getting mad at me, because I go a little bit further and there's a dime on the ground.
He pushed your luck.
And so now I'm saying, Ma, you see the cars, I can't stop. Come on. I go a little bit further, there's another dime. So now I had a rule with my support crew that we stopped every 15 miles, because I would just continue riding and then I'd get hurt. So they had to stop every 15 miles and make sure that I get off the bike. So the 15 miles mark comes up, and I get off. I fill up my water bottles. I have a power bar, and we're ready to go. I get back on the bicycle, and I come up to the exit. I have to make a right-hand turn coming out of this parking lot, and I stop because there's traffic coming, and I put my foot down, and I just happen to look down. Guess what's right at my feet? Two quarters, two dimes, sitting right there at my feet.
Very cool.
You know, I just got finished telling my buddy about, you know, the change, and so I pick it up and I show it to him, and he's like, "Dude, you just gave me chills. I can't even believe that you just found 70 cents, two quarters, and two dimes right here in the gutter." And
unbelievable.
You know, how does that? That doesn't just happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than
well, and what I love about your mother is she is so determined. You were going to get that 70 cents. You were getting it. Come hell or high water, you were getting it.
<That's>
I just love that.
Right over my chain.
That's great stuff. So if there's anything that you would like the listeners to get out of today's show, what is it? What is your inspirational message? What is your hopes, your desires?
Well, my hope is that we can help more families this year than we did last year. We are on track for that, but we can't do it without everyone's help. You know, this is a community effort, really. It was my founding idea, but it's a community effort to keep it going. I hope people will learn that they don't have to donate, you know, $100 or $50 or $1,000 every time, you know, they see me coming. That the change in the change jugs that they see around town, drop your spare change in. Every little bit counts. Maybe you can't make, you know, $100 donation today, but you can go online and you can make a monthly donation of $5 a month. That's $60 a year. You know, it all adds up, that little bit, and all it takes is maybe one less cup of coffee, you know?
Exactly.
So that would be that's my hope, that people will realize that every little bit that they do, you know, they don't have to run out and start a new charity. You know, there's a lot of charities around there. All they have to do is just pitch in and just help a little bit with one of the ones that are already here.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of pitching in and helping out, I'm a true believer that it's not just the dollar that helps
mm-hmm.
organizations, but it's also skills and capabilities and talents that can also help organizations like yours thrive. What types of volunteering do you have available for people that are local? Or even not local. I mean, website design can happen anywhere. So.
Yeah, we just had a volunteer. He just happened to be from Exeter, and we just happened to meet at a chamber event. I had just joined, Annie's Angels had just joined the Chamber of Commerce in Exeter. And so I met, he's a brand new friend of ours, Brandon Stauber from Brandon Stauber Associates, and he said, you know what, I've got a system that you you can use. It's free, and it'll help you with data for the charity. I'm going to build you a new website. It's going to cost you $0.
Oh, see, that's beautiful.
You know, that's what he did for us. We could not ever afford to pay anybody. What he did for us was priceless. And he just used the knowledge that he has. And so naturally, what do? I go out and I tell you guys on the radio. I tell my friends. I tell my other business associates that, you know, that are sponsors of ours. Hey, if you need a new website, you need some web marketing, this is the guy. Go see Brandon. You know, here's his phone number. We always have things going on. In September, I'm not sure the date. I'm not sure. We have an Annie's Angels. It's actually a neighborhood yard sale in Stratham.
Oh.
And there's usually 25 homes that get involved. And all the money that we raise through selling stuff goes to Annie's Angels. So, you know, we're at a yard sale. People donate clothes to us. We sell them for like $5 a bag. We give out a bag. Here, fill it up, $5. Last year we raised almost $900.
Oh, that's great.
On a Saturday morning, you know, selling other people's stuff. It was a boatload of fun.
All right, so I'm on your website, and I'm going to give your sponsors a little bit of a shout-out, which I normally do not do, but I am very much into what you're doing. So Applaud Women is a sponsor. 1540 WXEX AM Radio is a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Korean Photography is a sponsor. She's local as well. That's very cool. New England Printing and Copying, thank you for sponsoring. 3 Entertainment, also a sponsor. Charlie Strader?
Yep.
What does he do? Is he a musician? It looks like an album cover.
Yep, he's a musician. He comes and does a lot of freebies for us. He'll do, we have something that we call our Heavenly Ball every March, and he comes and plays acoustic guitar for our cocktail hour. And he does, you know, whenever we need him, he'll show up and play.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. So it's not just the dollar that can help Annie's Angels. It's also skill set. It's also mindset. So don't be shy. Connect. Annie'sAngels.net. Support the families here locally, because there's so many of us and so much skill, so much availability. What a great cause. A couple of more before we wrap up. We got, you're benefiting the Children's Hospital, Exeter Cycles Bike Shop in Exeter, New Hampshire, Synergy Health and Fitness, WOKQ 97.5 Country Station. Let's see, Hampton Inns Enterprise. You mentioned those guys earlier. The 401 Tavern Party. That's going to be coming up soon on August 24th. Just look for the limping redhead who decided to break her pinky toe. So I will not be wearing heels, but I will dance at least the one-legged pirate.
Yay,
she
won't
know.
Be wearing heels. I won't look too short.
That is true. You do look a little tiny. Rejuvenations Professional Massage, LLC. And I think that's how I met you, Bill, because you were right next to Rejuvenations, and they were giving me a professional massage. I love those moments.
We actually have a cool program with Rejuvenations Professional Massage. We call it Annie's Helping Hands. and it's for cancer patients. This is one of the things that we actually do specifically for cancer patients at this point anyway. You can go in to Rejuvenation's Professional Massage, make an appointment. As a cancer patient, you can go once a month and get a free massage, oncology massage, which is different than another kind of, you know, any other relaxation massage or whatever. So you can go in and get an oncology massage. You can go in and make an appointment for once a month soothing facial. And you can also get meditation therapy all through Rejuvenation's Professional Massage. And it doesn't cost you a penny.
Well, that's so wonderful. What a great thing.
I do aromatherapy massages with cancer patients as well, and I don't charge. So I'd like to get involved in that because it really, all of that really helps them through, the illness part of the side effects, even though, you know, the chemotherapy is doing all it can to get rid of the cancer cells, it's still really rough to go through these side effects. And I really have seen a significant reduction using all of those modalities that you mentioned, which is really cool that they're doing that. That's awesome.
I mean, let's face it, chemotherapy by any other name is poison.
Yep.
I mean,
that's
really what they're doing to you. Does it work? Undoubtedly it works, but, you know, but it still is poison, and it still is, you know, the side effects are horrendous.
Yes. Yep.
What I love also about this Rejuvenation's piece is that even though you're sick, doesn't make you less of a person. And I think that gives you a little bit of your person back, a little bit of taking care of you and putting some of the sickness aside just for a half an hour or an hour. I don't know how long the sessions are, but, you know, that gives you back your person, not your disease, because you spend the majority of time in your disease versus being a person. You know what I mean?
Nurturing the spirit to help the fight.
You
know,
love it.
And specifically what I do actually helps to boost the immune system. So they're more apt not to get sick with their compromised immune system because of the chemotherapy. But I know the massage and the facials and things, that's just spirit lifting. It's feeling the pampering, and that alone will bring up your vibration and your own healing ability. So that's really important. I'm really glad that they're doing that.
Yeah, they do a great job. And, you know, we should talk. Send me an email.
I will, definitely. You know, don't you worry. I'll get involved in this. I had done the MS ride, and I kind of lost touch, and I really enjoyed doing that because I felt like I was part of the whole, you know, it was a way for me to contribute, a way for me to meet people that do these sort of things, and that's one of the things I enjoy doing is helping events. I do event planning on the side, so I'd love to help you guys out locally around here as well.
That would be great. That would be great. We, I don't know if you're familiar with Myla from Hampton. She had an accident a few years ago, and
I think I remember.
We're just going to start working with Myla. When I get back, I'm going to, you know, we've contributed to the family fund and all, but I think Annie's Angels is going to get more involved. We've been getting actually more involved. Hampton has been, whether it's good or bad, they've been, you know, a place where people have come from looking for help, you know, from Annie's Angels and
yeah.
You know, we just love helping people. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's why we do this. We're not getting rich, you know, doing these bicycle rides for certain. So.
Right.
Well, I've got two things because we're going to have to wrap up the show. And we've got about 8 minutes left. talk to us quickly about the Angel Shop. I'm on here, and I see this cute red scooter. It has my name on it. So, you know, you donate X amount of dollars, and this says $10 for a raffle ticket to enter to win the Sun 3 scooter. Then you have supporting these angels now. And then who is this cutie patootie Dakota? He is cute.
Dakota, he's our main guy. I think he's now four. Everybody's, I keep thinking of when they joined us, you know, mm-hmm. and they never seem to get older in my mind.
Right.
I think he's now four. His mom, contacted me after hearing me do a radio interview, and she wants to do a golf tournament. So I said, yeah, we can help you do that. And she's raising money for a conversion van that will fit his wheelchair ramp. Because right now they have to pick him up, put him in a car, and load his wheelchair in the back. Now he's got a mechanized wheelchair, so it's electric. It's heavy. He's getting older. He's getting bigger. He's getting heavy. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, mom is just a little peanut, and, you know, he's getting big. So we're helping them raise money for a lift van. And Dakota likes to camp. He likes to go, you know, out into the woods and go camping. And, you know, they can't really take him out there in a tent. So, you know, we're looking for a small conversion van that they can be comfortable in to go out, even just for the day, to go out to a camp and, you know, go sit by the lake and have some fun. Take a little,
right.
take 10 minutes off their, of stress off their mind for, you know, just to go out and enjoy themselves. So that's little Dakota.
Well, he's a cutie patootie. All right, so here's the proclamation. We are, I'm posting like crazy on all my social media sites because I'm really determined for you to get 85,000 this year, not 75. You're going to do something, you might as well go all out. So hopefully it's 76.5. But anyway.
I'll get my new computer Friday, and I'll put all the everywhere I am and get out to all my Hampton friends that are local to get out there.
That's right. So donate $1, $2, some skills. Donate some mad skills. And, Bill, you are always welcome to come on the radio show and announce some of your events. Again, I fully support what you do and how you're helping with the families and growth. And if, you know, you think of anything else that would be assistance that I might have a connection to, let me know. I'm actually starting a video blogging to coincide with this, so maybe we can circle around at some point and do a live interview. That's top secret information, and nobody's supposed to find out yet, but the press release will be out someday.
Wait a minute. I think I saw that on Facebook like 2 weeks ago, though.
I know. Ooh. Horrible people. Horrible. It's like Christmas. I start Christmas shopping in July. Everybody has their presents by August 1st. So it's terrible. Terrible, exciting person that I am. So you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty.
And I'm Amy.
And we have fabulous Bill on the line from Annie's Angels. And really, 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 $1, $2, skills. You know what would be a huge help is if everybody went on Facebook and just hit the share button. Share. Let people know about Annie's Angels. Look at the handsome Dakota on there. He wants to go to the lake and hang out with some turtles, folks. Let's get some dollars going. And feel free to write in. Tell Bill, you know, give him a high five. And are you videotaping your bike ride, Bill?
We are going to have some video. We take a huge amount of pictures. If you go to the photo gallery on the website, you can see pictures. We had last year, we had me, so you got views from the saddle. Then we had, which was maybe a little bit dangerous now that I'm thinking about it, views from the driver's seat, which was the guy who was driving the van, taking pictures along the way. And then we had another friend that flew down from Exeter to Myrtle. He met us in Myrtle Beach, and he joined us. He became our navigator, and so we have views from the navigator's seat. So we all have different perspectives of the event, and so we all have huge amount of pictures. But this year, my wife is coming along, and she's driving, and we actually have a volunteer. She's on our board of directors. She's 21 years old, and she knows how to use the video camera. So she's going to do a video for us.
Sweet. That's very cool. So we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you, Bill. I am so blessed to have run into you almost 2 years ago at the, I don't even remember which camp. It was pink. I think it was Susan Coleman pink something or another, because everybody was pink but me.
I think it was Breast Cancer Stories.
In Portsmouth.
Pink Expo in Portsmouth, yeah.
Yes. Yep. So what a great time. And, again, keep me posted as to how things are going, and we'll be rooting for you. And you'll see a gimpy redhead dancing the pirate jig when you get back. So keep the laughter and the guffaws to a minimum.
I'll definitely be in touch and get some people out there to the 401 and get some people hitting the donate button on your website.
That's right. And one thing that I neglected to point out, everybody, go to anniesangels.com and read the family stories. Oh, yeah. That'll inspire you. Sorry, anniesangels.net.
Don't go to .com, they're strippers.
I did that once with National Geographic, and my poor daughter, she was mortified. But anyway, back to the topic. Anniesangels.net, and read the family stories, and you know, dollar here, dollar there. Hit the share button on Facebook. There's so many simple little things that you can do that would really help these kids out, and that is cool. So next week on Humpity Hump, I cannot believe time is up and August is almost over. Can you believe that? Good gravy. We have Stephanie Marone on, and she is a writer, and she's amazing. A lot of her work is fabulous. She has an inspirational story I cannot wait to share with everyone. That is next Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on Living and Thriving with Rusty. As always, know that I love you. Know that you're beautiful. Know that this show would not happen if it wasn't for you. And I'm just so grateful that we get to go on this journey together and find some really cool, amazing people in this world. Keeping it positive, keeping it real, and smile today. Until next week.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.